Hello.
Hi, Travis.
Yes.
Hi, Travis. It's Nadine. I'm sorry. I had just missed your call. I just got out of a meeting right now, and I said, oh, I have a voicemail. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good. Yeah, you as well.
Awesome. We made it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. So you decided you want to go ahead and try with the Platinum package?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So let me do this. It's going to take about maybe 10, 15 minutes tops just for us to get that count set up. And then
okay.
We'll also be scheduling your client interview. The client interview, typically it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Just really depends on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule that at a time that's convenient for you. How
okay.
does your schedule look for Monday?
I can talk. How long do you say it'll take? 30 minutes?
It takes like about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't even need to be in front of a computer. They're basically, what they're going to be doing, Travis, is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the information you and I went over just to ensure that everything's listed correctly. That's when they'll talk to you about the Facebook ads as well. So
okay.
that's really where the magic will happen. Not so much with
okay.
me, although I think it is, but.
Yeah, Monday anytime, really. I mean, I work for me, so I can really talk whenever.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. So once we get to scheduling your client interview, then we'll take a look at what times we have open for Monday, and then
okay.
we'll pick a time that works best for you, okay?
Okay.
So let's see here. I'm sending you the second email as well. Now, the second email, it's just going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And all that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you'll be able to track your results. So I don't know if you remember me telling you that you'll be able to track, like, the keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ads, and how many phone calls you received. And that'll
okay.
be, that will actually, you'll have a username and password access for that. Okay? So let me
okay.
just get you that email sent over. And then I also, I believe you mentioned you can get text messages on this phone number that we're speaking on. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to also be sending you a series of text messages. In fact, it'll be three of them. So once you receive all three, just confirm with me so I can make sure that all three of them were received. So I just sent out that second email, and then now let me go here. I know it looks like we're having a heat wave here again. Oh, my gosh. California is like, I don't even know whether to break out with the winter clothes or what is going on.
Yeah, it's a little chilly here in Delaware.
Well, lucky you. You know what's weird is because chilly for us is like 67. We're freezing. Okay?
Yeah.
Where I'm
hey,
at.
I'm tired of the winter so much. I'd rather
really?
Sweat. Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, I love the rain. We had rain this past winter. We had really heavy rain to the point where California was even kind of in trouble because when we get rain and it comes all at once, I mean, it just, we have landslides. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's like we don't know how to drive in the rain either. But no, it's like at night, I would say it's about 67, 69. And then during the day, we're talking like in the 90s. I'm like, well, no wonder I'm my allergies and everything's out of whack right now. It's ridiculous, but.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Everybody always says, oh, I wish we had warm weather. And I'm like, not really. It tends to be annoying at times. That's why my daughter, when she went to Boston University, she was like in love with Boston. She was like, they have seasons out here. And I'm like, yeah, I know, honey. Sorry, we don't got them here. Now she's in Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, that's even hotter almost.
Oh, yeah. She got a job out there. So after she graduated. So my little nerdy. Okay, so I'm sending you the first text. So although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, Travis, again, I always like for you to have my information. I know I already had sent it to you, but I'm going to send it again anyways because I like to make sure I don't miss anything. I'm just a weirdo like that. Now, the second text is going to be the number to our customer service. So you will have a team that's dedicated to your account anytime you have an update, change, question, concern. you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 in the morning, or 7 to 4 in the afternoon, I'm sorry. And that's Pacific Standard Time. So I believe you're 3 hours ahead of us. Mm-hmm. You're on Eastern Time. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Yep.
And then this last text is going to have a link to a YouTube video. And the video, I'm going to say it's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. And I will say it is nothing complicated. I want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
And you got all three text messages there?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Now, first name Travis and your last name Travis, it's just for the account purpose.
It's Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R.
Oh, like the business name. Okay,
yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then now on your Google business profile, okay, the website or the phone number that I currently see is the 302-757-6819, correct? That's the number that should be appearing there. Okay. All righty. And then let's go here. Okay, now I just want to make sure. Okay, let me ask you this because on the Potter and Sons,
mm-hmm.
on that Google profile page, there's an address that shows, which is 34326 Cowhouse Branch Road. And
yep.
it shows in Millsboro, and that's 19966. Is that your home address by chance?
That is, yeah.
And okay,
that's where
we're
going to
hide
shop.
It.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, are you okay with us hiding it? I know that's your
yeah.
shop, but no one needs
yeah.
to know where you live at, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
definitely.
Just how I see it. Like, yeah.
yeah.
So we'll make sure it's hidden for you then, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Okay. And I do see the company name as it shows on there, and just, again, this is just verifying information, okay, to make sure it's accurate. It shows as Potter & Sons Property Maintenance. That's how it should read, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go over the billing. So, for the payment today, it's going to be $398. That's the $299 plus the $99 setup fee. Now, keep
mm-hmm.
in mind that every month after that, it's going to be just the $299 a month. There's no contracts. Okay, we're just going to ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. We do call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. I'm going to read all of this to you in a voice verification that'll be recorded for your protection. It will outline the service agreement. It'll go over billing date. If you choose to cancel or pause, we're going to ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't incur the charge. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
So the card that you're using for the payment, Travis, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. And it just reads as Travis Potter, or is there like a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
Okay. And what is that?
Travis William Potter.
Okay. Is it the word William, or is it or
no,
the
just,
name William,
just
or
the,
just W?
Just W.
Okay. All right. And then, now, how does the company name read on there?
It's Potter with the and sign, and then Sons.
Okay.
Just Potter and Sons.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I didn't think that the whole thing would have fit on there, right? I've had some business owners say, like, on a certain word, it kind of cuts it off, like, after the first three letters, on, and I
yeah.
just, I start busting up because they'll pronounce it, and so it's showing. They're like, yeah, it was a little too long to fit on there. I even had one guy that told me they got my name wrong. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how'd they spell your name wrong?
Yeah, right? You got to set up an account and everything.
Exactly. I don't understand that. I go, okay, well, how does it read on your card? Because that's the way it's got to match.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, your billing address, is it the same as your home address?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. It is 4861-5300-0508.
Mm-hmm.
3882.
Expiration month and year.
1025.
10 of 25. And the CVV code on the back, please?
552.
Okay. I also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city you were born in. And what city was that?
Dover. D-O-V-E-R.
Okay. All right. And then I'll explain to you why we put the security question. And so what we do, it is to protect you, right? Let's say somebody called you and said, oh, we're Local Splash. You need to pay $5 to verify your profile. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't give anybody any money. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately. How you can identify if it's us or not, ask them. What's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you'll know. Okay? So we just do it for that reason, to protect you. You just never know nowadays, okay?
Yeah.
Now, again, like I mentioned, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. Do me a favor, Travis, if there is something, okay, that you don't understand, just stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, review it, and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Travis, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it currently reads on the first page of Google.
Potter and Sons Property Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Potter, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Travis, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And keep in mind that, you know, we might give you a call to give you an update on your account, and we understand that sometimes you're in the middle of a job. We just ask that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay?
Yes.
Now, as I mentioned, if anytime you get a call from us, I always want you to ask what's my security question, because you're just verifying it is us on the phone, right? And again, if it's not us calling, they'll hang up on you. That's how you know. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, also, I want you to keep in mind that you might get a call from a company that's going to also try to sell you another type of online service. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $2.99 a month. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to kind of let you know here anyways, we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing that service. We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on the 13th of November, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. And then you're just going to hit prompt one. Now, we do ask that if you choose to pause or cancel the account, that you at least call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, you just call 3 business days before the 13th, so that way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to be updating the package, and I'm going to be processing the payment, and in a couple of minutes you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email as well as your text messages, and we're going to go over that as well. I do want to ask, are you going to want us to build you that customized website? I know you have yours, but are you interested in that, or do you want to kind of revisit that at a later time?
We can revisit it at a later time. I mean, you guys are the experts. If you think it looks fine, then I'm going to take your
honestly,
advice.
My honest opinion, I think it looks fine. The difference between what you currently have and the website that we would build, okay, is that it would give you the automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking, okay? But if later on you decide, you know what, can you guys just make me a different website? It won't be an additional cost, okay? Just an FYI, okay?
Okay.
But I think yours looks fine. I mean, honestly.
Okay.
Listen, without even hurting your feelings, I would tell you the truth. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just the way I am. I prefer to be like that only because I know sometimes
it's gonna
help
me out.
Exactly. I would rather that you look more professional as possible, okay, than having you have something up there that's cheesy that we could have probably done better for you without costing you more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like I don't go to my husband about anything like what I'm wearing because he might tell me what I want to hear. And I'm like, if I don't want to go out the door looking like a clown, then I'm going to have to ask someone their honest opinion. And it might not be him.
Yeah.
Well, although he's pretty honest anyways. Okay. And then we're going to just go over a couple of notes as well that are going to be for the technician. So on Monday, they'll know where to start from, okay? So we probably only need like about maybe 7 minutes and then we'll be all set, or maybe less than that. Okay, let me just go here and update this part. Now, on your Facebook and on your Google Business profile, okay, you're going to need to add us on as managers so that we can optimize your profile to the first page. And so that way we could run your Facebook ads. We're not going to be owners. It's managers. Now, if you're not sure on how to do that, don't worry about it. The technician will walk you through it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So let me see here. Okay. So let's look at Monday's calendar. I can't believe we're already, like, going towards the end of October. It's, like, flying by.
The older you get, the faster it goes.
You're telling me. You know what? Once I hit 50, I feel like everything's going downhill now. I know. I'm going to tell you, I'm just like, sometimes I hate to say this, but I hope to God I'm not as stubborn as my mother. Oh, my gosh. She is, like, my sister's messaging me, you need to get on the phone with your mom. She's not listening to me. And I'm like, so I call my mom at lunch and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You need to go to urgent care. I mean, even before I could get a word out, she's like, no. And I'm like, why are you yelling at and saying no for? I don't need you. And I'm like, oh my God, mom, listen, it's not that serious. She goes, I'm the parent. And I'm like, oh Lord, here we go. Okay, so I told my sister, and my sister's like, oh, well, she's going to get mad at me. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys deal with it because what do you want me to do? She's a grown woman.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fight with her. Okay, so here's the times that I have available. I'm pretty open. I mean, we got times starting as early as 10 o'clock, so it would be like in increments of an hour, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. The latest appointment would be 6 to 7, and this is all based off of your time.
10 to 11 would be perfect, actually.
Okay. Let's get it done and out of the way. Okay. So you're going to be receiving an email from me, and it's going to be your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interview is going to be between 10 and 11 o'clock. Now, we'll be calling you from an 877 number, right? So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? If for some reason you're in the middle of something, Travis, and let's say you need, I don't know, like maybe 5-10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, listen, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back. You know, we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know what's coming up in case it slips your mind. But the sooner we get you through that, the faster we'll be moving too. Okay?
Yep.
So let me just send that to you, and then we'll go over a couple of notes, and then we will be all set. Okay. All right. Now, when we're talking about your services, okay, mm-hmm. what do you want me to notate on here? And it's just to kind of give them an idea where to start from, and they're, of course, going to go over way more in detail with you during your client interview. So what would you like me to notate? Your phone's kind of cutting out. You sound a little far.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. Okay.
We have lawn care, land clearing.
Okay.
Junk removal.
Uh-huh.
Indoor-outdoor painting.
Okay.
And carpentry.
And is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got that there. And then let me go here and just attach that link there so that they know that's your Google profile. And then that address needs to be hidden there. Okay, and then let's see. And that's going to be for Monday is your appointment, the 16th, so they're aware of that. And then, now, it's just a silly question. It's got nothing to do with you being, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured in the process?
We're licensed and insured, yes.
Awesome. On here. Okay, and then I know I had your Facebook page up. Where'd it go? Let's see. No, you haven't created a Facebook page yet, right? Or did you?
No, I have one.
You have one. Okay, it's under the Potter and Sons?
Yeah, Potter and Sons Property Maintenance.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up here.
I have it's like a green triangle logo. The Potter and Sons on there.
Oh, I think I just found it.
Okay.
My computer is acting slow. Oh, there it is. I knew. See, I did have it. What in the world? It's like you put something somewhere and then you can't find it later. And then it ends up being like right there. If it was a snake, it would have probably bit me in the face. Okay. So here's that there. And then I'm putting that you have your website. And then this is no on this one. Okay, tracking number. So you have the option, and it doesn't cost you anything, but you know how currently it's your phone number listed there, right? If you wanted, we can put a tracking number. The tracking number is basically, it's a phone number that would appear instead of your personal number that is linked to your phone. And it would come with an app that you download from the App Store. It actually allows you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Would you be interested in the tracking number? Do you prefer to keep it as it is with your phone number listed there?
You can keep it as the phone number listed.
Okay. If at any time you decide you want to change it and you want the tracking number, just let us know and we'll add the tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And then I know when we were discussing your areas that you target is Sussex County, correct? Is that where you want to keep it as? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then when we're contacting you, right, when we're trying to get in touch with you, do you prefer that we text you, email, phone, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone and text, I get more. My emails get a little backed up.
You're like me. You don't even want to know how many I have on my personal one. It's like over 10,000.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm up there with you.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, great. Minds seek alike, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your hours of operation, I'm just going to look to see if you have them. So on your Google Business profile, it says Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure that that's the way you want it.
Yes.
So 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wow, you're a go-getter.
Yeah. Well, we do most of our grass cutting during the week. During the week. So then on weekends, we have to do all of our bigger jobs.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Cash, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Cash, check, or Cash App. We're working on getting credit cards and debit cards right now.
Nice. Have you looked into Square?
Square, yeah, that's where you just plug it into your phone, right?
Yes, and Square. So what I like about Square is that they even said it, like you could even create invoices off of that.
Oh, really?
And it'll even give you your reporting of like how much was your gross, what was your net on the credit card charges. Yes, I would look into it. I mean, if you're not going through your bank, I would check that out. Because I know sometimes the banks have like a merchant type of like where you could take like debit and credit. But I would also check out Square. I mean, what my aunt used it for her catering business, and what she would just do is she would tell people, like, listen, if you want to pay cash, this is what it is. If you want to pay with credit card, I have to add taxes and the processing fee, this would be the amount. And a lot of, you know, because they were corporate events that she was doing, they didn't mind, and she would just create the invoice, send them the link, and they would just click on it, put in their credit card information, bam. And it would get posted to her account within sometimes no more than 3 days, but usually it was there the next day, depending on the cutoff.
Yeah.
And that's how she was able to even with her taxes. So she would be able to see what she paid in credit card fees, right? Because she would claim that on her taxes.
Yep.
And then she would be able to tally up, like, okay, this is how much that I'm claiming from the credit card charges. It would just make it easier for her, you know? So it's something to look into.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And then, okay, so I put cash, check, Cash App. Do you do Zelle by chance or no?
I don't really use it.
Okay. All right. So I'll just put those three. If at any time you start taking credit and debit, just let us know so we can update it. Okay, Travis?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, just a few more things. So if you could take a look, I need you to find your initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after the welcome one. It was sent both to your email and your text messages, and okay, perfect. I need you to open it up, and it'll go on to say, Dear Travis W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that.
Okay, 1 second. Where did it just? I took a screenshot of it, so now I gotta go back. Okay, I got it. Please click to accept the. Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking at the screenshot, not the email. I'm trying to click. I'm like, what the heck?
You're like me. It's okay. It happens to us. So it'll take you to this page that says local / terms of experience. So on here, under your services, the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, directory submissions is included. The customized website, you always know that that's an option for you if you decide later you want us to do that for you. Okay, it would not be an additional cost. Now, Facebook access page, you'll give us access to that, like as managers, remember. And the technician will walk you through it if you need help. Facebook ads is included. We do assist with Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. It's not part of your package now. Okay. However, if you decided, you know, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about this, just give us a call or call me, okay, and I'll kind of discuss that with you. I think right now this package is the best package for you. If there was anything else that I would recommend for you, it would be Google Guaranteed because that's more of a pay-per-lead program, but they're not leads like Angie's leads. These are leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you don't share them with anyone. And if someone called you, let's say they called you to clean a house, right? Mm-hmm. It's outside of your services that you offer. Google credits that lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified. So it's always something we could revisit later if you want. Google Workspace, they'll offer that to you during your client interview. You do not have to do it. You could decline. It is an additional cost. But what it is having like a work email, something that would say travis@potterandsonspropertymaintenance.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the advanced reporting system, our live client support. It shows you there Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. And our phone number, our 877 number is listed there. Under SMS communication, the mobile phone, it shows your phone number there. That would be the phone number we would text. Delivery dates. So just to go over that with you again, now starting from Monday, because once everything's verified with a technician, they're going to get moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories. We're going to also send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us, okay? 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads will be live. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, that the first page placement on Google can take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Many times, I have seen it happen sooner. Okay, in your case, possibly, because you already have the profile page, Travis. It's just a matter of adding us on as managers. But we'll always say 30 to 45 because we'd rather be safe. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. Now, under the payments. So today you paid $398 to activate your services, and it breaks it down there for you. $99 was the setup fee. $199 goes to your local. And then the $100 is what we allocate in your Facebook ads. You're not incurring a cost per click, okay, because you're paying this flat rate.
Okay.
Now, where it says monthly after, the breakdown is $199 plus $100 makes it $299. So you always know it's always going to be $299. Seasonal holds, cancellations, it'll state in there to call at least 3 business days before that billing is due so you don't get charged. And then where it says that little box, you're going to click where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder, because what you're stating is it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll type in your name exactly as it reads with no period after the W, just Travis space W space Potter. You don't need to put the date. It's already populated. And then just click on confirm signature. Once you do that, it should be opening up a page asking to enter a username and a password.
Yep, I'm on it right
now. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us.
Okay.
Okay? We don't have it yet because they're going to create that for you, so you will get an email with this link, a username and a password, and that's why I want you to watch that video when you have time, because it'll demonstrate how you go in there, log in, and maneuver through it. Okay, it's pretty simple.
Okay. All right.
So Monday we will call you again between 10 and 11 o'clock and we'll send you that reminder an hour before. If I am not on a call or if I'm not in a meeting and I'm available, I will be the one calling you. But if I happen to not be available at the time for your client interview, the technician will just call you directly. Okay.
Okay.
Typically, I always try to be available. So this way, because I like to do the introduction. I think that's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah.
I like that. And because I'm like, oh, I always hope you get my favorite one. But I mean, they're all my favorites, but you know, That's what my mom says too, but what is she? Sure. I'm all sure. We all know my brother's her love child. We tell her that all the time. We're just chopped liver.
They say that about me because I'm the youngest, so.
My brother is the youngest and the only boy. And we always say this to my mom because he is from a different dad, right? And my mom always says, I didn't love your father. And I said, so I don't know how my sister and I came about then. And we always tease her, right? And so when my brother gets there, I tell my mom, oh, here's your love child. And then she's like, that's not true. He's not my, I don't have favorites. I'm all, Mom, God doesn't like liars. And she's, we give her the hardest time, you know, but my brother's the only one who could kind of put her in her place or will like calm her down. My sister and I, it's like, she's just irate with us. But when it comes to my brother, and we laugh because we're like, we're going to call Carlos and tell him you're not listening. And she's all, oh, be quiet. Oh, my gosh. But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Really excited. Yes. I'm so glad that we're able to help you here, Travis. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you get to enjoy your weekend, hopefully soon?
I don't think so. I think you're pretty good at covering all the basics and stuff. So
oh, okay.
I don't think
I'm glad. I hope so, because let me tell you, sometimes I'm like, I would rather that you know everything realistically, how it's going to work, how it's going to happen, because I'll tell you, I'm the type of person, if you tell me, oh, it's going to be 29 days and it happens in 30, I'm going to be like, okay, Travis, you told me 29 days and it's day 30 and now I'm on the first page, you know? So
I'm going to
hold you to what you said, right? And I think it's just better. You know what I mean? It's to be very straightforward.
Oh,
that's, I'm like that. I'm like that in my personal life, but you know, not everybody's welcoming to it.
You have to be trying to run a business, you know?
You have to. Oh yeah, you definitely have to. Even when I used to help my aunt cater, cause I kind of used to work with her and I would do her invoicing and set up her, you know, do her estimates, you know, like quotes and stuff. And people were like, and I would ask them because you can't just do a cookie cut type of package for everybody, right? I mean, one person might need something that this other person didn't. So I would always customize the packages for her and you just get personable with people, you know, people appreciate that. They don't want someone who's just like a robot.
No, 100%.
Right?
And nowadays that's hard to find because I feel like people nowadays don't even know how to talk to people because it's all over phone now.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's not over text, it's like they don't even know how to communicate.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, and I'll leave you with this. I know you're busy, but about 2 years ago, we had to get the whole plumbing redone in our home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I come from a large Hispanic family. Surprisingly, nobody knew a plumber, which I was like, yeah, right. You guys fix your stuff yourself. I doubt that. But anyways, I ended up having to go on Google. I was even on Facebook. Anybody know a plumber, right? I was on the like marketplace and communities on Facebook asking people, right? Cause I mean, that's like another word of mouth, you know? And so I was able to get two guys to come out to give me an estimate. One company was like a really well-known company. Okay, they came out. The guy's like, first of all I could read on him was upsell, upsell, upsell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like listening to him, and he was just kind of like dry, which, okay, I get it. I'm not the only appointment he has. So he gave me the estimate, you know, said what they had to do or whatever. And first thing I asked, how long is this going to take? 4 days. 4 days? Yeah, 4 days. I'm thinking to myself, my husband does dialysis. He stays at home. I'm going to have to get a hotel room because I'm not going to be doing the back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Or finding him somewhere to go during the day until they're done and then have him come back home. So I'm thinking I got to get a hotel room. Now the money's really racking up because I know it was going to cost a pretty penny anyways. Mm-hmm. But this other company came out, a family-owned company, a smaller business, and it was a young kid. And I thought, oh, okay, what does this guy know, right?
Yeah.
He told me everything, like they were right there within the price range. He told me, look, I could give you a cash quote and I can give you a quote if you want to pay with check or credit card, right?
Uh-huh.
I go, okay, and I know what he's doing, you know, as a lot of people do, you got to try to hide your money a little bit, right? You know? But needless to say, this guy, I'm going to tell you, he was so confident and he was so straightforward and honest, and I could read it off of him because I'm pretty good about reading people, right? Yeah, I mean, when you, in our lifetime, I mean, you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, well, the guy told me that came before you, they don't have to break that concrete because my clean outs, I have two bathrooms, but the clean outs don't join into, they don't, the clean outs from the bathrooms don't join into one. They have their own separate clean out. One of them was under my concrete step. He's like, I have to break that step. I'm all, well, the guy before you told me he did it. He's all, of course, because when he gets to this step, then he's going to tell you, oh, there's no way around it. We're going to have to break it. And then he's going to charge you an additional charge.
Mm.
And I looked at him and I said, okay, interesting. I go, right, well, how long is it going to take you? He's all, with the team that I have, we're going to knock it out in one day. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, I'm very confident. I'm not even joking. He told me they would have it done by 6. He goes, Nadine, give me 2 more hours. And I get it because they ran out, they came across another hiccup, right? It happens when you take apart the plumbing. And I had cast iron plumbing, so that tells you how old my house is.
Replumbing a whole house. That's
oh, man. Oh, you're telling me. And I'm going to tell you that was the best choice I made was going with this guy because even the way they cleaned – afterwards, like, I'm over there cleaning behind my husband's all. Let them do their job. Quit being their mother. And I was like, oh, do you need, here I have some stuff to help you quit. And they're like, okay, you know, my husband's all, get out of the way. Let them do their job, you know? And I was just like, oh, well, I'm just trying to help them. He's like, but you're more in the way than anything. So he's all, that's the worst is having a woman around when they're trying to work. But needless to say, those guys, even after they cleaned, they're like, Miss Medina, is everything clean to your liking? And I'm like, you know what? You guys did the best you could. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I mean, they did a really good job. I'm telling you, and knock on wood, I've never had any issues with my plumbing since. But
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And you would think, you know, the bigger company would have knocked it out in a day. No, they're more about what can we upsell her on? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you get that in a smaller, lot of businesses.
Yeah, I'm a smaller company, and a lot of people, like even for just grass cutting, they call these big companies, and they're just one way. They're going to come in and do it their way as quick as possible. And then me, take the time, and I fit your needs. So.
Exactly. And that's what people appreciate, and especially if you're fitting within their needs. I mean, you're going to give your suggestions, but you're not just coming in and doing it your way and disregarding what they're wanting. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's why you stay in business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, again, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a good weekend and you get to rest a little bit, and we will talk to you then on Monday, okay?
Yes, you too. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Travis. Bye.